The Colorado Agriculture Development Authority, or CADA, loan program is known as the Beginning Farmer Program. It's a program that involves a three-way transaction between the lender, the borrower, and the Colorado Ag Development Authority. $52 million in bonds to assist over 350 beginning farmers, $15 million in bonds to help establish four agricultural processing facilities in Colorado, and $20,500,000 for four agricultural sewage facility bonds, totaling $20.5 million. And this year, by the way, is CADA's 40th anniversary. With that in mind, I'd like to introduce my guests today on our Zoom webinar. They include Jim Rubing, and he is the Executive Director with the Colorado Ag Development Authority, and also Tom Bennett, President of the First Pioneer National Bank out of Ray, and one of the CADA loan recipients. We've got Dusty Sprague. So I want to welcome you guys all in to the barn right now. Jim, if you don't mind, let's start with you. Would you explain the Colorado Ag Development Authority, what it's all about, and why CADA was put together some 40 years ago, and its main mission and objectives?
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, it has been almost 40 years now. We just started our 40th year, and our goal is to help young farmers, or really beginning farmers, there's no age requirement whatsoever, but beginning farmers get a start. It's so expensive these days to get your land, equipment, this type of thing. And this kind of gives you a little bit of a step up to get started. And we've been doing, as you said, beginning farmers, we're now up to about 400 that we've helped around the state. It's a program for people that are truly in agriculture. It's not for people that want to lease the land or do it as an investment. This is for farmers, ranchers, farm families that want to get started. And we found a way to help make it more affordable. That's really our goal, to make it possible for people to get started. And our program is making a difference. We've been working with a lot of the rural banks. We worked with young farmers, young ranchers all around the state. Basically, you need to be a Colorado resident, at least 18 years old. You need to be involved in agriculture, either farming or ranching, and you need to have a lender. This is a cooperative program, as you said, between CADA, the beginning farmer, and a rural or a bank that does agricultural loan. So our program is just starting its 40th year, and we're looking to have a really good year. We want to help as many people as we possibly can this year, Brian.
Now, speaking of the lenders, how many has CADA worked with over the years?
Well, that's a good question. I would just say dozens. We will work with any agricultural lender in the state. And we've done it from all corners of the state. Eastern Colorado, probably the most, because that's where most of our agricultural land is. But any agricultural lender that's interested, they just need to give us a call. And I think, you know, and we talked to Tom about this, but you'll find that it's a pretty simple process. Once you do it, the good thing is that you always come back for a second one. Something that people say, well, that worked well, let's do it again. So that's what something we're quite proud of.
One of the lenders that's been working with the CADA program through the years is First Pioneer National Bank, and Tom Bennett, that's president, joins us right now. Tom, if you don't mind, before we talk about the bank, tell our listeners more about your background and what led you to your current position at First Pioneer National Bank there in Ray, and the connection between First Pioneer National Bank and CADA.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for the opportunity and thanks for setting this up. Anytime we get a chance to promote the opportunity for young people to be a part of these communities is very important. So what you're doing, get the message out, and the opportunity to work with people buying land and the next generation is great. So well, I was born and raised on a farm east of Holyoke, Colorado, and went away and worked a couple of years in Kansas City, Missouri at the Federal Reserve Bank. So always had a background in finance and agriculture. So putting those two together, I worked a couple of years back in Kansas City, and the opportunity came to move back to Holyoke, farm for a little while, decided to get back into banking. And so I started in October 1989 at the bank I'm at right now. So been at the bank over 30 years. So just had an opportunity to work in the agricultural field, and being able to couple with CADA the opportunity to put young people. I think the biggest thing that is important is the opportunity to move young people in. We've got an aging population nationwide, and particularly in farming and ranching. So how do we get that next generation to build their wealth? Wealth, if you notice in these communities, which I've noticed over 30 years, is based on really owning hard assets. So how do you get that next hard asset ownership in a young person with the challenges of starting out with much cash to do that without a farming relationship with dad can help, or aunts or uncles, you know, the relatives can help you pass that on. So CADA allows us to do that. So we've coupled the CADA program along with the Farm Service Agency program, where we as the bank do, it's a 50-45-5 or 50-50 program, to where we fund 50% of it, and then FSA will come in and backfill the rest of that with the borrower putting in zero down or 5% down or whatever down they want to put into it. But it allows the young person to get in. It's a very capital-intensive business, so the abilities to get in with low capital requirements and buy real estate that long-term has been a good investment is a great investment for us in our future and our communities for young people to be buying real estate.
I see by your guys' bio for the bank itself, you guys have been around since May 7th, 1903, and First Pioneer National Bank's head office branch is one of the two offices of the bank and has been serving the financial needs of their customers in Ray and Yuma County, Colorado, for over 117 years, as I mentioned. And you guys' main headquarters is located there in Ray at 145 West 4th Street. I love your guys' theme that I saw on your website, One Neighbor Helping Another, and your guys' commitment to providing personalized services that simplify your life and strengthen your communities. Boy, that theme that's kind of sums it up all right there, Tom.
Well, thanks, Ron. Yeah, we try. That's what you try to differentiate yourself. You really think about what banking is. We buy money and sell money, right? So what differentiates us from somebody else is our abilities to hopefully service and go above and beyond and be there for people and make local decisions. So I think that's what's made our successful banks from the early 1900s till today, is trying to serve our community. We live here. We, like I said, I was born and raised here. We're successful only if agriculture is successful. So we have to serve those communities in which we have our folks invested, and we invest in them. So we feel that being invested has helped us over the years grow and be a hopefully important part of the community to extend that growth for our customers.
Speaking of investing in youth and the beginning farmers through the CADA program, we are joined right now on the Zoom conference call with Dusty Sprague, one of the CADA loan recipients. Dusty, tell me more about your background and why you applied for a CADA loan, and more importantly, how receiving the CADA loan has helped your operation and getting the funds that you needed.
Well, I was born and raised out here in Holyoke, Colorado, so originally from a small town. Always had dreams of being able to come back and raise my family here and teach them the values that surrounds the agricultural industry. And so I've been blessed with some opportunities to get back here, but was presented with an opportunity to get into to land. And, you know, that opportunity doesn't come around, unfortunately, a lot. I think it was touched on earlier. It's a very capital-intensive industry, so it's hard to make things cash flow. It's hard to make things work, especially when you're young and you're just getting started. So luckily, I have a great banker, you know, not to make a plug for Tom here, but he really does a great job, and I presented him with the opportunity, and one thing led to another, and without these funds, it'd be very hard to get into. These funds give you an opportunity to start and try and get started on having a land base as a farmer out here in Northeast Colorado.
Most definitely. It is capital intensive, and it's all about opportunity, that's for sure. And if you're presented the opportunity, you kind of need to strike the iron when it's hot. So good thing that your banker was there, Tom Bennett, and First Pioneer National Bank and the CADA program. Now, Jim, going back to you, if there's others out there listening to us right now who have a similar passion to get started in agriculture, just like Dusty did, what do they need to do to apply for a CADA loan? There are some requirements. You kind of touched on a few of them earlier.
That's right. First of all, you know, you have to find the land that you want to purchase. That's the number one thing. But know where you want to go, what your agricultural land is, and then find a lender. We do work with a lender, and we work with lenders, as we said, throughout the state, down in Lamar, up in Holyoke, and Yuma, Burlington, over on the Western Slope. Basically, find yourself a lender you can work with. And then there's an application on our website, and we'll talk about the website later, but it's about a two-page application. You have to complete that, and it's signed by both the lender and the borrower. And the lender and the borrower jointly work on the terms of the loan, how many years the loan is going to be, if it's fixed, if it's floating, what the interest rate's going to be, how often it will adjust. Once they've come to an agreement on that, You then forward it to CATA. We approve it, and we get to work on it. It takes about 4 to 5 weeks for us to close the bond. We issue the bond to the lender, and the end result is that you've got a less expensive loan for the life of the loan. For the next 20 years, whatever length that loan is, you're going to be saving a couple percentage points. And that really adds up and makes a difference to a farmer getting started. So I said, the process is very simple. Tom also hit on something I wanted to emphasize, that the Farm Service Agency has been a good partner with this program. A lot of our loans, half of it is with Farm Service Agency, or 45%. The bank and CADA do the other 50%. And then there's a small down payment often by the first-time farmer. And the program has really worked smoothly for many, many decades now.
You bet. Tom, from your perspective as a banker, is there any advice you'd like to give beginning farmers and ranchers like Dusty prior to applying for a CADA or even any kind of bank loan, and maybe even some advice after the fact too?
You know, probably the biggest thing is always a good business plan. I think all successful businesses start out with a successful business vision. And so kind of knowing what you want to do and how you want to do it. The biggest part also is understanding how you're going to farm the land. Is there a relationship with your parents? Are you going to lease equipment? So we have to have a full business plan that kind of says, well, how am I going to do this? And how is this going to work for me? So is there going forward, like Dusty said, he wants the opportunity. What happens a lot of times, just like happened to Dusty, it's like, well, now somebody wants to sell some land that maybe you were farming in the past. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, now I have the opportunity. Make sure you're prepared for it. So I would say, you know, get your finances in order. Understand what it takes to put together a good cash flow. Understand what the cash flow is going to need. Maybe shock your cash flow so you understand there's all sort of risks in agriculture and where you're leveraged. You have to understand how to manage that leverage. But as I said earlier, real estate's been a good long-term investment, so it's well worth us investing in that for people. Just back a little bit, Brian, back to that program too. As Jim mentioned, the big advantage is low down payment requirements, and that interest rate we can offer is cheaper because it's tax exempt to the bank. So we can pass on low interest rates. With rates as low they are today, it's a great time to look at investments because rates are lower. But the biggest advice would be get prepared, get a good relationship with your bank. Make sure that you understand what you want to do. Your banker understands what your goals are. Once you've established that business plan, the banks are more than happy to work with that. As Jim mentioned earlier too, Brian, it's kind of like dessert. It's kind of like when you get it once, you want to go back a second time, right? I think that's what Jim said. He's right. It's a very easy process, honestly, with the program that they put together. The application's good. Jim's great to work with. They're very timely. They work hard at meeting our needs because as we meet time frames, they meet once a month. So our ability is to make sure we meet that time frame. But we've had Jim actually have special meetings where they'll accept an application and try to approve it. So they're very willing to work with the banks to get those things in place. So I commend Jim for what he's done. Obviously, being in their business for 40 years, they've been successful at it for a reason. And so we've had a great opportunity to work in that relationship and look forward to many more.
Dusty, anything you wanted to add to what Tom had said or Jim had said? Maybe some advice, too, for those that are in a situation like you were prior to getting the loan?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, have a great banker like Tom. You know, First Pioneer does such a great job. We had a plan. We sat there. We scrutinized the plan. We discussed the plan. We made sure things are accurate. Make sure you know what you're getting into and make sure it's going to be successful. And so I would say develop a relationship with your banker. Look for these opportunities. Like Tom said, we actually had 2 quarters here that we'd been farming. My family had been farming, and they actually had passed on from generation. The next generation decided they didn't want to keep it, and we were presented with that opportunity. And it really was an easy process. Don't think it's going to be a ton of paperwork and stuff. I do have to say that thank goodness I have Tom, because he keeps you going and keeps you on point and does things, you know, the correct way. So I've been very lucky that way, but it really wasn't a tough process. Those funds are out there, and you know, it's a great way to infuse that money into rural America, you know, and So that opportunity is out there. So I would just encourage young farmers and ranchers to know about this program and utilize it when the opportunity presents itself.
So it's great to have not just a banker, but also maybe a mentor as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, poor Tom, I call him sometimes just to ask him, you know, life questions. So, but that's one blessing you have living out here in rural America. You know, you live in a small town and Tom mentioned it earlier, decisions are made locally. You know, those things are all advantages and reasons why you want to move back and live in rural America. And so it's a great program and a great deal for people that are looking to get into this industry.
Well, Jim, any final thoughts from you about the CADA program or about the 40th anniversary celebration going into this year that we might have missed, and maybe even the contact information about CADA?
Yeah, a couple of things. One thing I wanted to be clear about, now, who qualifies for the program? We talked about you've got to be actively farming or ranching yourself. You've got to be at least 18. You have to have a good relationship with a banker, and I'll emphasize that's important. But also it's for people that own very small or no farmland right now. Our rule is that you cannot own more than 30% of the median county farm size. And depends on the county. And Tom, I'm not sure where you are. It's probably about 130, 140 acres in that Holyoke area. But it does vary somewhat. Many of our farmers have been leasing or farming with mom or dad, and that works great. So you can own a small amount of farmland and still qualify for the program. So that is one of the key requirements that we look at. The website is cadafarmloan.com. And we encourage you to look it over. It has the guidelines, some of the things that you've gone over, Brian, that I've talked about, Tom's talked about. And also, you can call me anytime. My number is 303-815-9543. Pretty much available any day of the week. If you got a call, go ahead. Or email me. That works even better. And it's jimrcada@comcast.net. So, you know, go to our website, call me, email me. But we're here to work with you. We really want this to work. Like I said, we've helped some 400 farmers already and throughout Colorado. We want to do a whole bunch more for our 40th anniversary.
You bet. And I can confirm that you can call him anytime because I've talked to him quite a bit because Kate is one of the barn sponsors. So he does answer his phone, whatever you call him. Tom, any final thoughts from you?
Brian, just again, thanks from the very beginning of putting this together. And I think we talked about, you know, there's such a generational shift in farm sizes, right? We're getting bigger. So how do we slow that down a little bit and allow the young guys to get in and be a part of that? So I think these programs do that. And Brian, thanks for making this an important part of your show and getting the message out to the public. And anything we can do to help people, we're there for. And we appreciate young folks like Dusty that's getting started and being a part of these programs. But thanks for participating and asking us to be a part of it.
And don't forget, if you want to learn more about First Pioneer National Bank, check out their website. It's www.fpnb.bank. We'll have a link posted adjacent to this interview. Dusty, how about you? Any final thoughts?
No, just thankful for the program. I'm excited that it's still going on and would encourage anybody that is in the same shoes or has opportunities like I was presented with to utilize it. And like I said, I had 42 people in my graduating class. I think there's only three or four of us back here. And we need to keep having these things to keep rural communities thriving and surviving. And so it's just a great deal and a way to do that.
Well, I've got you beat. We had five in our graduating class, and there's only two of us that are doing, and I'm married to the second one. So
there you go.
It's about your community.
I just wanted to say from CADA, we sure appreciate all the support you give us. Thanks for everything you do.
I'll do anything I can as long as I can. So thanks to my guests once again, CADA Executive Director Jim Rubing, First Pioneer National Bank of Ray, Tom Bennett, Colorado farmer Dusty Sprague. Thanks to all of you for your time and your expertise and insight into the CADA program. Very, very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Once again, if you're a beginning farmer or rancher who wants to learn more about applying for assistance for the Colorado Ag Development Authority based on the requirements, visit CADAFarmLoan.com. There's links posted adjacent to this interview.